Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning on this fine November 3rd. I have a studio full of animated guests for you this morning, all here to share their business story. I've got Mr. Dave Reed from Dave Reed Insurance. Good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How you doing?
I'm well. And I've got Larry Griffin, and I just can't bring myself to call you Murph yet, but maybe by the end of the show, you know, because it's on your name tag. So.
Right. Well, Keith, my parents don't want to really call me Larry, so go ahead and call me
Murph.
Okay,
I'm going to call you. Yeah, because I do not want to represent your parents today. So from Fresh Coat, man, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. And then I have three different characters here. I have Kevin Mason, Ann Krause, and Jessica Davis, all from Accentria Insurance. So Kevin's got the mic, though. We're going to let Kevin have the mic. So good morning, Kevin. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Keith. Glad to be here.
So, you know, Dave, let's just kind of get right into it, man. You're an independent insurance, and take it away.
We do. I've been in the Pensacola area for 8 years. We're an independent agency. We write personal lines and commercial lines. We also do life insurance and do some investing for people. I've been in the insurance business for 30 years, and I'm CLU, CHFC, LUTCF, so we've focused a lot in the financial end of it.
So I'm confused, though. What are all the letters? I've got junior behind mine.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all I got.
I've got more letters behind my name than I have in my name.
Yeah, right?
We've done a lot of studying through the American College. And certified life underwriter, chartered financial consultant, life underwriter, training counselor fellow, and financial services specialist.
Yeah.
So I've focused a lot in on the financial area of it. Up north where we come from, we have had a lot of farmers in that area. Do a lot of financial planning for them, estate planning. And, of course, that's all changed a lot in the last few years with government regulation, but I came down here. We bought out two individuals. We've got two offices, one at 2170 Creighton Road in Pensacola and one at 1091 North Navy Boulevard. And we do a lot of personal lines, homeowners, car insurance, and then we also do commercial lines business owners.
Right. So you're working with a whole bunch of different insurance agencies representing?
We do.
Okay.
We do. Yeah.
Very cool. And how long have you been down here?
We've been down here 8 years.
Okay, so that technically makes you one of us now.
Just for the record,
you can no longer say up north where we're from.
Yeah, okay.
So you are now officially from here.
That's right. I'm thinking about heading up in Thanksgiving, trying to decide if I need my coat yet or not.
Yeah, no. Not here, not today, that's for sure. 80-something degrees. So, well, I know you do something that is new to me that I've seen is children's whole life insurance. So tell me a little bit about that.
We have an auto owner's insurance company. They specialize in children's whole life insurance. They have a lot of term products. We have 10-pay life. We have a lot of different products for them. Also, with auto owners, if you write the life insurance with an auto premium, you get discounts. And so they really push that discounts, and they're a good product. A lot of people need some coverage for their children, but they can't afford $100,000 or $200,000.
Sure.
So auto owner specializes in the small. You can buy $10,000, $25,000, $50,000, whatever you want to do. So they do a lot of work in that area.
Is that something that both of you guys are, is it something growing in the industry that you're seeing a lot of?
We're definitely seeing a growing part of that, and certainly we represent auto owners as well, and Dave is exactly right. That's a great product that auto owners offers for children, great price and great coverage. A lot of people do not really focus on that. So,
yeah. What other trends are you seeing, Dave, on your end?
Well, we're seeing a lot of companies starting to loosen up underwriting. We've been a while, knock on wood, without a hurricane in here. So we're starting to see some loosening up on underwriting on homes and stuff. You know, for example, now I've got a couple of companies that we'll write aluminum wiring with.
Yeah.
We'll write open foundations, wood pilings, APHIS, you know, stucco. And,
yeah.
And we have so it's starting to open back up where 6 years ago that wasn't.
Yeah, nobody would write you a policy if you had aluminum wiring, right?
Nope.
Which in this town is a huge, I guess, holding back because let's face it, you got East Hill, you got North Hill, you got even some of the Cordova Park homes.
Oh, yeah,
aluminum wiring. So
you bet. And so it's been a problem in the past with that, and so they're starting to open up underwriting. So we've had ways we could go, but banks won't replacement cost on them, and in the past we couldn't write them.
Yeah.
And now then it's kind of opened up where we can write HO3s or homeowners policies with replacement cost, which makes the banks happy.
Yeah.
And it makes their homes marketable now where they weren't marketable before.
Yeah.
Unless they want to spend the $7,000 or whatever to update their home.
Yeah, to do it. So, and I'll tell you, there have been some moonlighting opportunities that I have done with a friend who does rewiring, and we rewired an aluminum house, and it was easy compared to what I thought it was, but not a fun job.
Yep.
You know, but when you start looking at some of it, we would pull some of this wire out of the house, and you would just see that it was just waiting to go.
Right.
You know, so now they'll let you do it, and then you go get it fixed, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm also seeing, you had said something about wood pilings and some open foundations and stuff. What is that? Where does that come into play?
Well, the open foundations are the homes that are built up off the ground. Well, most of your homes are down here are built on slabs.
Yeah.
And so the open foundations has been a problem in the past, and so they've opened that up and letting them work with that. The pilings, a lot of times the companies wanted, if you lifted your ground house up off for flood level, they wanted the concrete pilings.
Yeah.
And so the wood pilings they didn't like. So now, but they've opened back up and said, okay, we've had good loss ratios and stuff. We're going to come back in. We're going to attempt to write.
Right. Which around here on the coast, obviously, let's face it, there are a lot of houses up on wood pilings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, okay. And then I know you do life insurance as well, too.
We do. I have several different life companies I represent. Again, with the smaller companies like the auto owners, which Kevin, you know, also represents. Then on the bigger cases, I'm a general agent for a couple of companies, and so I market out with them and the big cases and people that do a lot of traveling overseas and things like that. So we specialize in a lot of that. And then we also have the small guaranteed issue policies. People that have health problems can't buy it. We have opportunities for that also.
Yeah, which I know is obviously changing too, is with all the healthcare plans and stuff that's going around.
Yes.
And absolutely. Some companies saying no to existing conditions and whatnot.
Right. Right.
So you're the man that can fix that.
Absolutely.
You and Kevin, I guess. Kevin's probably over here like, yes, we can do it too.
Yeah.
So, well, let's tell people where to find you, Dave.
We have two locations in town, one at 1091 North Navy Boulevard, and that phone number is 453-8555. And then we have another office at 2170 Creighton Road, and that phone number is 494-2264.
And, you know, Dave, I know I see you around all the time, so I know you're doing all kinds of stuff in the community, but you guys got anything coming up, any kind of events or any places that you're going to be that we want to send people to?
I'm at RLI meetings, with networking group.
Yeah, I'm going to one today.
Yeah, we're going to that, and... that's at noon or 11:30 at Rhodesia Grill, and we'd like to invite people to come out there. Tell me if you've heard us on radio and come out and be a guest of mine. We can do that.
Yeah.
I'm very active in the Rotary Club, you know, as Rotarian of the Year, and so we do a lot of work with that. And then I'm also in the Perdido Chamber. Do a lot of work out there.
See, I knew you were a busy man.
Yeah.
You're
all
over the place.
We are.
Yeah, very cool. Thanks for coming in this morning. Obviously, you stay here, hang out. We're going to keep talking.
Awesome.
I'm sure Kevin's got tons of questions to ask you.
Yeah.
So
I might have a lot to ask
you. So, let's move up. Okay, here we go. Merv. So I have to say you're the first guy I've ever met named Merv. So this is a very cool first for me. But Merv is Fresh Coat Painting. Let's jump into it, man.
Yeah. We do interior, exterior, commercial, residential painting. Mostly residential here in the local area. Most of our commercial comes outside the area. We do several things other than just painting. Everything that has to do with the finished product on the walls, like the texture behind you, the wallpaper removal, popcorn removal, deck staining, cabinet painting and staining. If you put a coating on it, basically we can handle it unless it's on wheels.
Yeah. So, and how long have you guys been here in Pensacola?
We've been here locally 3 years. Fresh Coat is a national franchise. Each is individually owned and operated. We're a local veteran, actually disabled veteran owned company.
Yeah. So that's what Erin had told me too, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah. Erin's a great woman. She's a former Navy as well. Yeah. So I'm a Marine, was in the Marine Corps for 14 years. My business partner was in for 13. So we're proud to give back to the community when it comes to the veterans as well too. So
yeah. So is a day on the job with you like a day at boot camp?
You know, it's funny to say that, Keith. It took quite a while to transition.
I bet.
You know, 14 years as a Marine, you come out, you've got to completely change your mentality on how to discipline and get people to do what you really want them to do. Yeah. And you know, so that was quite a challenge in that transition. And it's come around, though, and I'm a lot different person. And people who's worked with me as a Marine, people who work with me now can see that. So
that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
So I want to know, and give me the Merv Griffin painter guy response, not the Marine response, but what? Why not just paint it myself?
There's a lot that goes in, and you know they say 80% of painting is in the prep.
Yeah.
If you don't know what the prep is, then
that blue tape drives me nuts too.
That's
it. Really does. It never sticks.
It's funny is the. A lot of homeowners use a lot of blue tape. If you have professional painters, there's not a lot of blue tape used. We can, you know, our guys can cut straight lines without the tape. So like I said, it's all in the prep. You got to know what kind of product to put on what kind of surface. I mean, there's just a lot that the professionals, you should keep to the professionals. And another reason is people just don't like to do it. For instance, when I moved here, my daughter was not born yet and we had a room in our house. It was going to be her room. This is before Fresh Coat.
Yeah.
It had chair railing in it. It was an ugly yellow to include the ceiling. I said, well, this ceiling's got to be white. And I think we're going to do a two-tone pink.
Mm-hmm.
That thing took me 3 months because I could only do it on weekends. And then I figured out I put the wrong kind of paint on the ceiling.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. So there are a lot of variables that go into painting that people just don't realize.
So, okay. So I've decided I'm not going to paint it myself. Now I've got... I don't know how many painters are in the book, but why am I calling Merv?
Well, there's like I said, we're a national franchise, so naturally when there's a brand on the line, you have to maintain certain standards. Ours, we pride ourselves, one of the biggest things that sets us apart is that our painters are employees. And why is that important? And well, it's because, first of all, if I hire subcontractors, well, the IRS states very clearly that if they're not employees, I can't tell them how to do the job. I can't tell them when to be there. So you don't have the control that you have over, as opposed to if you have employees. Second thing is I know they're licensed. I know they're insured. Well, we are licensed. I know they're insured through us. They're paid. Their workers' comp is paid from us. So like I said, there's insurance is a big deal. We background check them. It's very difficult to keep all that stuff in line if you're hiring subcontractors because they can show you a certificate of liability insurance, go right around your back and cancel it. And the insurance companies don't have to tell you that anymore, if I'm not mistaken, right, Dave? Usually the commercial insurance.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can jump in here because you guys know this, right? So
if I'm not mistaken, back in the day, if you were a cert holder, that insurance company has to tell the cert holders if they cancel their insurance.
Sure.
Now they've got a different verbiage on their certificates, if I'm not mistaken.
Keith, it sounds like Merv knows a lot about our business.
I think so.
Sure you've not been in our business before?
Well, I'm surrounded by four insurance agents here. I'm the outcast here, so I got to know something.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
No, you're exactly right. There's a lot of things behind the certificate of insurance that a lot of people don't see, and certainly cancellation, you can have a coverage or certificate in place, but the cancellation can go in based on the premium not paid there. So you're exactly right. We see a lot of business owners that do not take it from that standpoint. So you're exactly right. And that's a huge thing. And it really comes to fruition when there's a loss because everything's fine until you have someone that doesn't perform. So, Merv, I think you're right on. Yeah.
Well, that was going to be my next question. He's either been on the losing end of this to know this much, or somebody actually really, really filled you in here. And I'm assuming that'd be Dave, right?
No, actually, funny thing is, I had to go out of town last week for some training in Texas. It was a Fresh Coat sponsored training, and they had a lawyer come in to talk about why or the pros and cons of having subcontractors.
Right.
And your contract with the contractors and how it should be worded. And that he said, I didn't know it, but apparently the insurance agents or companies have changed their verbiage in that certificate to state that we won't be held liable if they do cancel, and we may or may not contact you in the event they cancel their insurance. And that I actually just learned it a few days ago. So I'm kind of.
So now you got to do a little bit more homework.
Exactly. Well,
Well, you don't have to because you guys are all employees. So.
That's right.
But somebody that was doing that, now they're obviously responsible to some extent.
Right.
So, well, tell me about your Paint It Forward program.
Oh, yeah. We, my business partner and I, Mario, he's also a former Marine. We, about a year ago, we decided that we said, how can we give back? You know, we've been in it for a while now. We're veterans. We knew we wanted to be veteran related. And we figured we would try to find a way to give back to the community or some veteran in the local community. Well, every year, Fresh Coat, the corporate office holds a national conference. And they announced last February that they were going to bring out this Paint It Forward program. And as soon as they said it, we turned to each other and like, see, we knew it was big because we had already planned it.
Yeah.
Well, the background behind it is there was a local franchise in Houston, Texas, who he gave back to a local community. There's someone in his local community. They had an illness.
Yeah.
Which was very dear to him because him and his daughter had battled cancer.
Sure.
So they gave back to someone in their local community that had an illness, painted one of their rooms completely for free. He called it the Paint It Forward program. Well, unfortunately, we lost that franchisee to, you know, he battled cancer. We lost him. So the corporate office adopted his idea, Paint It Forward, when they announced it. And how it works is we partnered with Sherwin Williams on this, and Sherwin Williams will donate up to a certain amount of paint, and then the corporate office actually kind of gives a little bit back to compensate in terms of labor, and then we go out and paint this, you know, do the project for free for the owner. Well, since we had already, you know, got the ball rolling, we had already got our Sherwin Williams here locally to provide the paint.
Right.
This was before whatever. And then our painters, they did it for free. We didn't have to pay them anything. They gave their time, that, you know, that we've got a real strong core of people in our group, which I think it speaks highly of why employees are better as well.
Yeah, because, I hear you.
We treat them well,
yep.
And they do things for us. They wanted to give back as well, and it's just a great program. So we wound up partnering with Sherwin Williams, and we also got with the American Legion locally. They vetted people in need for to get their home painted.
Yeah.
Found a person or a family who needed it, and then we got the paint. We painted it, and it was, you know, done deal after that. And then you know.
But this is something continuously, though, right? You guys continue to do this?
Correct. This is we just did it in August. We wanted to try to do it again before the end of the year, you know, for the holidays. And we've already got Sherwin Williams on board. We already know our painters will, you know, they want to dedicate their time as well. So it is something we're going to continue to do and really give back because, you know, we've been blessed. And like I said, everyone who does it across the country has they've had something in their life that really tells them who needs it.
Yeah.
For us, it was veterans. For the gentleman who passed away, it was an illness. So it is tailored to that, but we feel honored to do it.
Sure.
So
if somebody wants to get involved or find out some information about that, where do we send them?
Well, when the opportunity comes up again, we like posting it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FreshCoatPensacola. There's another video. There's actually a video on there about our last project that we did a few months ago. You can go in and check out. It's pretty neat. But I would just stay tuned. We get the word out to the local community, to local news channels. Corporate office helps with that too. So that's the beauty of having another good reason to have a franchise on your side because, you know,
you get some support.
Yeah, that's right. So. They'll be able to hear it or see it on the radio, see it on the news the next time around.
Okay, so, and then you guys have a website. What's that?
Yeah, it's freshcoatpensacola.com.
That's pretty easy, right?
It is, yeah.
So, and you know, when we reshare the broadcast here, we put all of your links and all that stuff there so they can also find it at our website as well. So let's go, I want to know, the services you offer, because I know you just said commercial or residential, but I mean, let's face it, there's a whole lot more to painting than just painting, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, what encompasses Fresh Coat Paint?
Well, we do Like I mentioned earlier, wallpaper removal, popcorn removal. We also do drywall repair. We actually have a drywall gentleman on staff. So, I mean, when we have anything, if we got repair holes, we could even do anything as much as re-drywall a whole room for you. It's a house. We might want to stick to a drywall company because, you know.
Murph says I only like to do one wall at a time.
Yeah, but and when, even with the drywall, we'll tape embed it, and we do texturing. A lot of a popular trend going on right now is popcorn removal. After the popcorn is removed, we can do a number of things. We can do a flat, smooth finish, which is actually the most difficult. And then you've got orange peel texture, knockdown, or Spanish lace texture, which is really nice texture. Deck staining, pressure washing. I forgot to mention that earlier. So this time of year and in the spring, it's a good time
yeah.
to get your house pressure washed, get the mold come off. So,
do you guys deal with any of some of that military paint stuff that I've seen on some houses? It's got like the lifetime coat.
No, we don't do that.
What are your thoughts on that, in all honesty?
All I can tell you is what I've heard. There are pros and cons. Obviously, the pro to it is it lasts supposedly a lifetime. I don't know. I'm assuming that's what they're at, 25 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but from what I hear, one of the cons is, I could be mistaken, that you can't repaint it. So if it fades, you can't ever re-put.
Oh, because
you can't just put a regular paint on top of it.
You strip it all off?
I have no idea how it works. But yeah, the fact of the matter is most homeowners repaint their house every 7 years anyway
because
they want a different color or it's faded. So I don't know if I could stand my house being one color for 25 years to lie.
I don't think I could either. I really don't.
Yeah.
So, well, very cool. Well, Merv, let's tell them one more time where they can find you.
Yeah, freshcoatpensacola.com, and then our Facebook page is freshcoatpensacola behind facebook.com, 850-418-6011. Book appointment 24 hours a day. That's another thing that sets us apart. So,
cool.
All right,
man. Well, thanks for coming in and hanging out.
I'll hang out.
And yeah, chill for a little bit. So, all right. So, I'm getting pointed to Jessica, which means it's your time to shine, girl. So, kick it off. Go ahead.
Well, like Dave, we are also an independent insurance agency. We do have an office here in Pensacola, but we actually have 18 offices across the state of Florida. And then we also recently opened an office in South Carolina in Myrtle Beach. So we are very regional. We specialize in coastal areas. We do a lot of the personal, the commercial. Basically, if it has the word insurance after
it, we decided that's what you guys do, right?
Yeah. So we do everything from life, personal, commercial, general liability, pretty much, like I said, anything with insurance after it.
Yeah. So let's talk about what made you guys go to Myrtle Beach.
It's a great market.
Sounds like Kevin wanted to go kick it in the sand. But you don't have to. You're here, man.
You know, we already have the golf, so we needed the Atlantic as well.
Yeah.
So, no, we have a lot of HOAs, a lot of condos up there. So we represent a lot of the homeowner associations up in Myrtle Beach. It was a growing market for us, and it's taken off very well for us. We've got a full team up there. We do have a brick and mortar office up there, and they're doing extremely well. So it's a great market for us to be in. And we're still looking to expand in some other coastal areas down the road as well.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this. So what services are you guys offering that obviously has allowed for such growth for you guys?
Like I said, anything with insurance. the great thing is that, you know, most of our business is commercial. So a commercial company can come in and we can be that one-stop shop for them. So we can write all of their business insurance, but we can also take care of them personally too and protect what really matters the most for them, not only for their business, but for their families and for their employees. We do employee benefits and work comp as well.
Okay, so what are their commercial lines? Because I know there's more than benefits and that, isn't there? As she slides the mic to Kevin.
Yeah, Keith. You know, in the commercial lines, you see workers' comp for employees that are for an employee that in the event they get injured, property insurance.
Yeah.
You know, the coastal exposure here is great, so we insure buildings, whether it's the property itself, the building itself, or the contents, as well as liability, just what Merv was talking about here just recently in the event. There's a liability claim for a third party. We certainly provide that coverage as well. And then umbrella coverage. And then, you know, there's inland marine for if you have a contractor that has equipment, you certainly want to make certain that those items are insured in the event they have a loss there. So if you can think of it, we can insure it.
that's Jessica's new motto. If it's got insurance in it, you guys are going for it. So, well, let's I know that there are so many things that are needed here on the coast. But let's get pretty specific, because I think that's a lot of your where we're targeted here as far as what's going on. But you guys, flood insurance has got to be huge for you guys, right?
Definitely. And I made a note on that. When we're talking about the David mentioned the market, and there's more carriers coming in on the homeowner side and as well as the auto side. But the flood insurance market is probably the one piece that has the biggest increase that we're seeing. As you know, if you've read anything about flood insurance, the federal flood program is substantially financially strapped right now. So we're seeing substantial increases in the federal flood program. Yep. And what we're seeing now is we actually have some private markets that's coming into the space that could potentially reduce the cost for flood insurance to homeowners as well as the commercial side. So while that federal flood program is seeing substantial increases, there are private markets that are coming in to create opportunities to reduce that cost and increase the coverage.
Yeah. And I know, you know, we had a huge flood, what was it, April last year here, that some houses that were not in flood zones all of a sudden were the flood zone.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't realize that most of the floods throughout the United States are really non-coastal. It's a lot of the river floods. And we just had one of the largest floods that we've seen in quite some time in South Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know if people remember that just a month or so ago. So all of those losses affect the cost of flood insurance nationally. And the homeowners here in Pensacola are certainly going to see that, as well as the commercial side.
Yeah. So I don't live in a flood zone. Nothing's ever been zoned as a flood zone. Are you sure I need flood insurance?
Well, I will tell you, there's a lot of locations, and certainly being from Pensacola, that don't deem to be in a flood zone. But if you were here 10 years ago, Hurricane Ivan, you certainly can appreciate the flooding that occurred in many non-flood zones.
Yeah.
So, you know, certainly the cost of it, if you're not in a flood zone, can be really nominal as it relates to the exposure.
Yeah. So, and as you were saying, everything's sort of increasing on that on that side of things. Is there now waiting periods for this kind of stuff?
Good question there. The federal government implemented a waiting period. When I got into the business years ago, there was a 10-day waiting period. And what people realized in the Mississippi River and things of that nature, they would see a flooding occur up in the north part of the river, and they would buy flood insurance, and then they would have coverage within 10 days. But the federal government, several years back, implemented a 30-day waiting period. So it deems that you have a 30-day waiting period, so you cannot instantly buy that coverage to protect yourself if there's a storm coming. So they've done some things there to mitigate folks from being able to purchase it immediately. But in the private market, that's certainly not there yet.
Yeah.
So you can go in and buy the flood insurance immediately. Certainly they wouldn't do it if there was a named storm or tornado.
Yeah, that one kind of applies.
That applies
all the way across, huh?
Definitely.
So, I guess now you guys got me worried about floods. But you know, are there any? What are some other difficulties that you? I guess is a waiting period a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, is it? You know, I want flood insurance. I want it before the next storm comes.
Well, I think it depends on who you're asking. There, the federal government deemed it was a great thing
yeah.
because they didn't want to be on the hook for exposures that they didn't collect premium on. So
right.
in general, you know, certainly we advise our clients, whether it's on the commercial side or on the individual side, to look at the premium itself in relation to the exposure. You know, certainly Gulf Breeze is a prime example of what happened there 10 years ago, where there's a lot of locations, homes that are not in a flood zone, but you know, there's certainly a lot of homes that were damaged that were not in a flood zone, and a lot of people were affected by that. And when the lender didn't require it for a closing, a lot of people didn't think the devastation would occur. So, unfortunately, there's been a lot of education through loss, and certainly we're bringing that to our clients to show them what the cost would be in relation to the exposure there.
Yeah. So even if you got to wait 30 days, it's probably still a good idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So okay, and I know that's not all that you guys do. So let's talk. I know you're big into the life insurance stuff.
We are. We certainly think that that's a segment of insurance that a lot of people ignore until it's too late. And certainly, you know, a lot of people don't look at that piece of it. And that's a growing segment of our agency that we see. You know, Auto Owners, as Dave mentioned, is a big player in that. It can be very feasible. I just personally reviewed my own life insurance recently, and it's amazed being an independent agency like we are. There's a lot of carriers out there that are willing to offer that, and certainly it's not typically as expensive as people as people realize.
Yeah. Well, and I think you said something that's important, because we had a couple in from a local law firm last week, and we were talking about reviewing not only life insurance policies, but obviously estate plans and stuff. But I think you said something that a lot of people don't know, especially within these kinds of contracts, is that you need to review them quite often, right?
Absolutely. You know, I just review my own life insurance, and there's a lot of aspects that people don't realize. In business, if you have partners, you know, buy-sell agreements can be funded through life insurance, and there's a lot of aspects that folks don't really think about that life insurance could be a pivotal play in relation to growing your business, making certain the business maintains in the event a key partner is no longer with the company.
Yeah. So, and you were saying that, I mean, I know that there's some other quirky things that life insurance policies can do. I mean, there's some you can lend against, right? There's some, I don't know the difference because I don't do this stuff. That's why I'm asking you. But I do know that there are some things out there that most people would not picture a life insurance doing.
Correct. There's term life insurance, and there's whole life insurance, and there's other products out there that you can borrow against, or you can take cash that certainly is non-taxable.
Right.
Certainly, I'm not the expert in life insurance. Dave may can lend some more information on that, but certainly there's a lot of life insurance products out there that can definitely get creative.
Yeah. So, Dave, jump in. You got anything?
Yeah,
that you can contribute here?
Yeah, I can. There's a lot of different companies out there, and like Kevin said, there's, you know, the whole life, and then there's a lot of different kind of whole lives. And what you need to do, if you're getting into the bigger policies and where you want to use the cash value and stuff, you want to go into a whole life that pays dividends. And a dividend paying policy, there's two or three different ways they recognize premiums on that. And so they're just... Do your background check and make sure that you know what you're getting into with that. Because, you know, like Kevin said, there's a lot of different policies out there. But in my 30 years in the life insurance business, Kevin and I both represent one of the best companies there are. And I'm going to say for smaller policies. And when I say smaller, I mean under $100,000.
Yeah.
Auto owners is probably one of the best I've seen out there with them, and I really appreciate them with that.
Yeah.
Kevin's represented auto owners a lot longer than I have, but they have a good company out there.
Yeah.
And when you get into the bigger ones where you start to build some cash values and stuff, then you need to go.
You got to read the fine print.
Yeah, you got to get in there and talk to an agent that really knows what's going on.
Yeah. I'd
like to say something, and I'm sure Kevin would agree with this, and I'm sure he could probably expound more, but one of the type policies we haven't touched base on is, and Kevin did touch base a little bit, I guess, on the umbrella policy.
Yeah. I've heard that word three times this morning already from the Gopher Club breakfast and then from a couple other of my friends, which I've never heard about that policy before.
Yeah. And I want to share a story with it, and then, Kevin, I'm going to turn time over and let you explain this. An umbrella policy, again, is more of a liability policy that if you cause somebody to get hurt, we can get sued. And like I said before, when I was up in Iowa, we did a lot of estate planning. And up there, there were a lot of farmers that were land rich and cash poor.
Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of money, but they were worth a lot of money. And I had a guy that had a auto insurance that would cover his liability up to $300,000. And then we had a $2 million umbrella on top of it. And his net worth was probably worth $5 million. But he did not see the need for the umbrella policy. And I tried to talk him out of canceling it, and he did go ahead and cancel it. It was just a few weeks later, it may have been a couple of months, that he was on his way to an Iowa State football game. There's road construction. There's a guy over the hill. A semi had stopped in the road construction, the car behind it. He didn't see it.
Yeah.
Hit the back of the car, shoved the car underneath the semi, killed the driver. The driver happened to be like a 32-year-old attorney that was making $300,000 a year and had two kids at home.
Yeah.
And the company I was with, it wrote him out his policy limits of $300,000, said, we will pay the $300,000, which was about 1 year's salary.
Yeah.
And said, we suggest you go get an attorney to protect the rest of it.
Yeah.
And so,
but had he had the umbrella?
He did not have the umbrella.
Right.
I tried to talk him out of canceling it, and he just didn't see. He wanted to save $500 a year.
Yeah.
And which, you know, when you're cash poor, that means a lot. But it really put him and his family into a big devastation at that. And so, Kevin.
Yeah, Dave brings up a great point there. And when people talk about an umbrella, they go, well, what is that? Basically, what that is on the homeowner side, you've got your personal auto that you have insured. And then you have, if you have a home or if you're a tenant, you have some liability coverage in the event someone gets injured at your home. So
yeah,
an umbrella policy actually sits above both of those and provides coverage in excess of that primary policy. So when you think of an umbrella, it sits above multiple policies there in the event you have a loss at your home or possibly a boat or an auto exposure there, then the loss, if it exceeds the limits that you have on the primary policy, the umbrella would pick up above all of those exposures in the event you exhaust those limits.
Yeah. And am I correct in that an umbrella policy can come from a separate company than the rest of your insurance policies?
Good question. Certainly, we have a lot of the companies we represent, several of them just write umbrella coverage themselves. I mean, so they would write in excess of your primary auto policy that may be with auto owners, but we may have another company that's more price sensitive on an umbrella that would sit above your home. In the state of Florida, you're not going to have typically a homeowner's policy that's with the same company as your auto policy just because of the wind exposure in Florida. So you're going to have a different carrier, and typically the umbrella carrier is a different company that we place it with.
Yeah, very cool.
Kevin, wouldn't you say that it would be a good idea for the agency to control the homeowners and the auto together?
Absolutely, because if you have a loss, you want to manage the claim, whether it's with the whether an auto owners and then or well, it's RLI on the excess, but you want to manage that claim because it may be two or three different adjusters involved in that piece. And I've actually personally have had that case happen where we had a loss that exceeded the primary limit, and it certainly you want to have the agent involved to manage that settlement and coordinating the coverage to respond on both policies.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then you guys both just hit on something I didn't even think of. Aside from just representing all these other companies, I mean, you guys are kind of the middlemen when stuff like this comes up. Is that correct?
Well, right. Exactly. And that's kind of one of the things that our agency differentiates ourselves. We have an in-house claims department, a team of folks that help our clients manage that piece. The lady that leads that department's an attorney. She's a practicing attorney in a couple of states, so actually worked for Citizens Litigation side, and she runs our claims department that, to be honest with you, has been a huge asset for our agency to manage that loss, because most people don't really read the policy, but at the end, the event of a loss, we certainly make certain the carrier that has the coverage responds to the coverage that's in the policy itself, and we're an advocate for the client. You know, the companies, we're an independent agency, so the companies come and go, but our client base, we shop the coverage every year, but making certain that we're an advocate for our client is a huge benefit in the event you have a loss.
Yeah. So, and I know sort of off the subject here a little bit, but I know you guys drove from Destin today, but you guys are, you're here in Pensacola, and I know that you've got a merger that just happened, right, with Lamar Dean?
We certainly did. I certainly drove from from Destin today, but being born and raised here in Pensacola.
Go Dolphins.
That's right, go Dolphins. But graduated from University of West Florida, certainly, and worked for a local agency here for a period of time, and then personally relocated to that Destin area. But my client base, a lot of them are actually in Pensacola.
Yeah.
I'm here every week. And when you look at our footprint, certainly we have offices in Destin, Panama City, Dufuniac, Crestview. And the one area that we had, hadn't had an opportunity to come into this market was Pensacola. And had a call and had an opportunity to meet Lamar Dean and Ann and their team last year. And started discussing with our platform, and really wanted to have a presence in the Pensacola area, and fortunately was fortunately was able to have Ann and her team join us April 1st. Lamar Dean, if you're from Pensacola, you knew the name for years.
Yeah, sure.
Certainly, I grew up knowing the name, certainly from his prior life as well, and certainly he had built an agency that really was a nice agency, had a great staff, and certainly Ann led that organization, and we're very fortunate to have them come on board with us this year, April 1st, and really expand the Accenture footprint into the Pensacola space.
Very cool. Well, congratulations to you guys very much. What do you think about your alma mater having football next year?
Well, certainly, it's exciting. I played baseball there, so certainly, I was involved from an athletic standpoint, and, it's certainly, good to see that they're expanding the football. Hopefully, that'll continue to, gain traction. I know there's a lot of interest from folks here in Pensacola, and I'm personally excited about it. We're sponsoring some things out at the University of West Florida. So excited to see how that football program launches.
Yeah. I'm excited that, I mean, we've got the high school games, which are fun to go to, but this will kind of give you that sort of feel. And I'm a Florida State Knoll all day long. But I don't have time to drive all the way down to Tallahassee every weekend. So this will kind of give me that halfway point. So, very cool. Very excited. Let's tell people one more time where they can find you guys and get some information.
Well, we're at 10427 Sorrento Road here in Pensacola, Florida. Our phone number is 497-6510.
Okay, and I want to thank you guys for stopping in today. And did we miss anything?
No.
We're good. Okay, so guys, is there anything else that you know we need to let people know about your companies and what you do? We'll give one more shout-out for you guys.
I just kind of want to highlight a service that we offer, particularly to our commercial clients, that is of great value to them. A lot of times you spend so much money investing in the hiring process and in the training process only to realize that the employee might not work out. There might be some integrity issues. The employee might not be a good match. Your work comp claims might increase significantly because you're not taking the time to find that good employee. We actually partner with a carrier of ours and we offer integrity testing. So the company can basically give applicants an iPad. They take a few questionnaire, takes about 15 minutes right there in the lobby. And that's kind of the first gatekeeper to move on to HR and to second and third round interviews. And we found through statistics with companies that are offering integrity testing, their work comp claims are drastically reduced because you know that you're getting people with high integrity and have a good work ethic. So we offer that to our commercial clients too. You know, our goal is to keep your claims down and keep you happy and retain you as a client. So we do offer that service.
So you're telling me that having a company that has stable employment and low turnover gives you a lower insurance rate? Or could give you a lower insurance rate?
Absolutely. Your cost of future insurance is based on past claims. I mean, it's actuarially, that's how they look at it. So, from a work comp standpoint, certainly on the job injuries affects your work comp. And then also health insurance. I mean, if you think about it, your cost of health insurance, depending on the size of your company, is dictated based on the losses.
Yeah.
I mean, from every aspect of it. So that is a indication of your future cost.
Yeah. Well, and I know some too from being in the corporate side of things and obviously working in healthcare, but if you offered a health program, if you had a gym on site, if you had some kind of education that was keeping people sort of informed on healthier habits, that was huge. And it was almost like, we're not telling you that you have to sign up, but we're telling you have to sign up kind of thing.
Our own company actually just adopted September 1 a vitality program, and we're doing that with our own employees. We are doing lunch and learns. We are doing BMI testing, blood pressure testing, just to educate our own employees on their risk and what they're doing right and what they're not doing right. So we've seen a great success with our own employees. It's something that's fun and challenging for them, and they're also taking it home to their families.
Yeah. Well, and I could say – I'm a younger guy, so I work out, I run. That was well received by me. I mean, when a company gives you the time to go work out or gives you the time to do the things that you need to do that you know are going to make you feel better, amen. So, well, I want to thank all of you guys again for coming in today and ladies for hanging out. And let's give a shout out one more time around the table. Let's tell everybody where they can find you. Go ahead.
We're located just before Perdido Key in the Sorrento Plaza, and the address is 10427 Sorrento Road, and we're in Unit 305.
Perfect. Go ahead, Merv.
Yeah, you can find us again at FreshCoatPensacola.com. Our address is 9160 Rose Street up in Ellison Industrial Park, and 850-418-6011.
Perfect. Go for it, Dave.
Dave Reed, we have two locations in Pensacola, one at 1091 North Navy Boulevard. That phone number is 453-8555. Another location on 2170 Creighton Road. That phone number is 494-2264. or our website is DaveReedInsurance.com.
Okay, and we're Pensacola Business Radio. You can find us at Pecola Radio X, on Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio, or on our website at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, I want to thank all of you for coming in today, and this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.